Take this rope and this poem, a letter for Big Bear. This is a poem with a rope around it, because I speak poorly. These are the words I want to say to the great-grandfather, Mr. Himasqua. But first I must speak with the elder's helper. Tell Big Bear I am sorry for trying to speak for him. Nimita atein e kikakwe pikisque stamowak anots nitapate imison eka inita nihiaweyan. This poem has a rope around it, the way a fence confines freedom, the way words are crushed when the land is sectioned, sold, stolen. Like that rope Big Bear said would grab his neck if he signed the treaty. He said he didn't want to be bound and bridled like a horse, but the corpulent treaty commissioners thought Mr. Himasqua was afraid of the hangman's noose. Instead of hanging the great-grandfather, they tethered him to a jail cell in Manitoba. There's a knot in the rope clutching this poem. Ais moestas tato aski ke apits namoya e kaskita yan. Because after all these years of study, still I am not capable. What does it mean that it took me 20 years to reclaim the word Pisakanape from Shaganapi Trail? What does it mean that it took me 20 years to untangle the knot of a traffic jam on a freeway in Calgary and to recognize Pisakanape for what it is, a rawhide rope? Why did I have to go to a museum to learn how to make rawhide? What does it mean that I smell diesel fuel in the frigid midwinter instead of the hot mucky membrane of a hide scraped in the fever of midsummer? How has it come to this, the roar of transit buses instead of the rumble of buffalo? Pasquawe mostoswak. The aftertaste of caffeine instead of the tang of Labrador tea? Muske kwapwe. Shaganapi Trail instead of Pisakanape Meskanao. The knot in this rope, Anisku Pitsikan Pisakanapik, must surely be akin to the knot stuck in his great-granddaughter's throat. Big Bear's great-granddaughter, Yvonne, the one who spent so many years unable to talk because of a double cleft palate. What kind of malicious irony is this when forked tongues knit together like a steel foothold trap? Tell the great-grandfather I've learned that the knot in this poem, Anisku Pitsikan Pisa Kana Pik, is not like a bead on a string. Nemoye tapskuts Anisku Hutsikan Uma Katapisa Hut. And not at all like those chains used to hold the old man at Stony Mountain Penitentiary. Mwats Apu Tapskuts Anhi Piwapiskwe Yapia Kaki Apatsitak Kasakapi Tit As Anakiseanu. Take this poem and tell Mr. Himasqua I've learned that sesqua means wait and naki means stop. Tell him that eta patisque kapawian usamnika apahin anisku pitsika nahikok kanisetutaman ekinote pikisqua tat ostesimawa anheka wapiskisi it ostesimawa. Kaki masinahimi it uste simawasinahikan. I stand humble, my head bowed, because I will loosen the knot just enough to understand that he only wanted to talk to his brothers, those older white brothers who wrote the treaty. Take this rope and this poem and tell the old man, Ninute paskisein pisa kana pe ekwa enote witse pikisquememak uta yese inima. I want to cut the rope. I want to speak with his people. Nothing more. Ai hai, I say to you, the one who helps Big Bear. Kia kawitahat, Mr. Himasqua.